I immediately give the floor to Mr. Marian Stoyadinov, assistant professor at the University of Veliko Tarnovo in Bulgaria, who will speak on the subject Precision and Perseverance in the Ascetic Rule according to Elder Joseph de Hesychast. We also have a town in Greece called Tirnavos. Veliko Tarnovo means Great Tarnovo, and it was the old capital of the Bulgarian state. Thank you very much. Your Eminences, Holy Abbess, Reverend Fathers, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to be here on your blessed island and to be here with you at this conference. Down to the 8th century, our disagreement with such a theory lies not merely in rejecting scholasticism as a construction of the patristic period, but in the experience of our church, precisely in the experience the life of the church reflected in the lives of the saints. This experience gives us clear testimony to the continuous work of the Holy Spirit in the divine economy. Within this same unceasing activity, every particular instance is a distinctive gift of grace, a distinctive gift which neither builds upon nor replaces those that came before it, but is joined to the entire fullness of the gifts in the church. In the mosaic that depicts the mystical image of God's economy, every individual stone, every particular gift, finds its place. Thus, in every age we can see fathers and teachers of the Church. Likewise, in every particular experience we can discern both the common foundations, because the Spirit is one and the same, and the distinctive quality that uniquely marks the person who bears it. There is something in the life of Elder Joseph de Hesychast, which in addition to his many gifts sets him apart and reveals him in a distinctive light, or better, reflects him in a distinctive way within the uncreated light of Christ. This is his precision and perseverance in his ascetic rule, amid the contrasts known to the modern world between involuntary poverty and unrestrained consumerism. In intellectual and institutional conformity, the ascetic life appears to be an end in itself. Assisi also becomes an end in itself when it departs from the life and dogmas of the Church, as for example in the heresy of the Bogomils and in Pietism. The Church, however, presents Assisi's ascetic discipline in another way and from another perspective. What compels Elder Joseph to insist so strongly on precision and perseverance in his ascetic rule? First, grace. We see the perception, the taste, and the experience of this grace at the very first moment when the divine, grace-filled, beneficent light touches the young ascetic. He himself says, "At once I was wholly changed, and I forgot myself. I was filled with light within my heart, outside me, and everywhere, and I could not tell whether I had a body." From that moment, the prayer begins to work within him. From that time, he says, this state of the prayer never left me. From that moment onward, his ascetic rule has both a powerful pattern and a powerful motive. From then on, everything in the elder's life is governed by his longing to preserve the prayer within himself. Later, the elder sums up his experience of the touch of grace and the acquisition of the prayer in these words: "While we are poor, we seek riches, but once we have become rich, we are even more afraid lest we grow drowsy or negligent and thieves enter and steal our treasure." Grace and the prayer are not merely states or occupations that in this way make a human being truly human. At the same time, they give him identity and worth. Without grace, the elder says, we were born as human beings into this world in vain. For this reason, grace is compared to a treasure that must be guarded, and only the experience of acquiring it can explain the longing to preserve that treasure forever. The soul says, in the words of the Apostle Peter, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Second, the experience of the blessed ascetic strugglers. In this distinctive enrichment by grace, as he seeks counsel on how to acquire and guard the treasure he has received, the elder does not rely on himself, but on the experience of the blessed ascetic strugglers, one of whose chief characteristics was precision in their rule of life. The lives of the fathers, and especially the writings of Saint Isaac the Syrian, are the elder's daily handbook. From ascetics he learns ascesis, and from those who persevere he learns perseverance. Third, the struggle. The elder often tells his disciples that the beginning of acquiring character and personhood lies in persevering in a planned and systematic way of life. It is precisely the decision to keep an inviolable rule that is the prerequisite for acquiring determination and courage, qualities of such great importance and necessity in the ascetic life. Here we also see the cause. The struggle is again present, and indeed it is intense. This struggle is determined by the changeability of unstable human character, and is in part a consequence of Adam's fall. Every person, the elder writes, if he desires salvation, must force himself and wage war against the passions, striking and resisting, fighting and being fought, conquering and being conquered. Instability and changeability of character are part of the ontological condition of the human person. The fall, however, turns them into a pathology and an occasion for ever more falls. This disharmony appears at every level of human existence, in our relationship with God, in social relationships, and in the ordering of the powers of soul and body. Restoration, therefore, includes correcting instability through perseverance and changeability through precision. All this, as witnessed in the lives of the saints, reveals that a rule of life is the principal factor in spiritual progress. Here, too, the meaning is revealed. Of the Old Testament, and more generally of all the commandments given by God to humanity from the earliest times. Fourth, his personal experience. Another element that accounts for the emphasis Elder Joseph the Hesychast places on precision and perseverance in the ascetic rule is his personal experience. Trial and experience, the elder writes, convinced me to act in this way, otherwise I could not have continued along the path to which God had led me. These words of the elder bring us back to the fact we emphasized at the beginning of our presentation. It is not difficult to see in the life of the elder that all his courage, perseverance, and steadfastness in carrying out his monastic rule, even during the most difficult moments of his life, arose from his awareness and continual experience of God's guidance. The prayer and the guarding of the nose, the spiritual intellect within the heart, which divine grace taught him, give rise to personal experience, and that experience in turn bears fruit. No one can pass on to others something he does not possess, and no one can recommend to others fruits that he himself has not tasted, for it is not the works in themselves, but the fruits of those works that justify any particular undertaking. This is why Elder Joseph points to his experience. It is confirmed by the fruits whose taste he himself has known and can share with his own spiritual children. This is precisely what makes a physician a healer and a spiritual physician. A spiritual healer, not merely rank, diploma, or clothing, but the ability to heal and to know by experience and taste both the pain and its cure. In closing, we shall summarize in a few points our conclusions concerning precision and perseverance in the ascetic rule of Elder Joseph the Hesychast and in the ascetic rule generally. First, precision and perseverance cannot be regarded as ends in themselves either in the life of Elder Joseph or in the ascetic tradition of the Church. Precision and perseverance are also determined by the ascetic's personal experience within a particular struggle that is difficult and sometimes harsh. Without an awareness of this struggle, neither precision nor perseverance can be justified. The struggle determines the weapons. Finally, the personal experience and abundant fruits in the life of Elder Joseph make his words about precision and perseverance not merely recommendations, but counsels of existential significance. Significance for every Christian, for each one of us. Thank you very much. We thank Mr. Stoyadinov for his fine presentation. First, because he initiated us into the two fundamental virtues of the ascetic rule, precision and perseverance. And second, because he was exceptionally precise with the time. He even gave us a few extra minutes, which helped make up for the shortcomings in the schedule. According to the program, we should already have finished at 12:40. We are only a little more than 20 minutes behind schedule. I do not know whether Father, yes, whether he has anything to say before we close the session. No.